And now for our story. Max Tilly is charged with the killing of Benjamin Carter. It is the ambition of that keen young special prosecutor, George Hinquist, to make this the fastest trial in the history of the state. From what transpired yesterday between John Davis and Prosecutor Hinquist, it looks very much like Davis had started an undercover campaign against Max. Meantime, Max reluctantly agreed to accept the counsel of Peter Clinton, the famous criminal lawyer, to fight his case. But how is Mary Southern taking all this? We shall see presently, as our story opens today at the Sanders home, where Mary is feeling very tired and worried about Max, while Viola is trying to comfort her.
Oh, maybe I ought to make you some tea, Mary.
No, no, Viola. It isn't tea I need. It's an assurance for Max.
No, dear, I know how you feel about him. I was telling Burberry this morning what a shame it was two fine people like you and Max should have so much trouble when you don't deserve it.
Sometimes I wonder, Viola, how much we get of what we deserve and how much we don't.
I always say get them before they get you.
Get who, Viola?
You know, all these nasty people in this town who are saying things about Max killing.
Oh, I know, Viola, but we can't keep people from talking.
But they've got no business turning against Max like this.
Well, that's what I don't understand. They're saying such terrible things. I don't know why he had to go to Carter's Hotel that night. Life seemed to be working out so nicely in that terrible news.
Oh, dear Mary, you mustn't cry. Dr. Benson said you mustn't get worked up so. It ain't good for your condition.
Seems that everything's piling up and I can't do a thing to help Max while I'm this way.
But didn't the doctor say you'd go to the trial if you kept getting better?
Yes. If only I could keep from worrying about Max.
You mustn't worry about him. He still has friends.
Oh, but he's in jail. I don't even know if he has proper legal advice. I do hope Mr. Clinton takes his case.
I heard Burberry say Mr. Tilly didn't want this big-time lawyer to go to bat for him.
Are you sure of that, Viola? Are they keeping things from me?
Well, I don't know. Oh, Mary, it's only gossip, I'm sure. There's so much going on around town about a case a person don't know what to believe.
But here he is, my own husband, and everybody else seems to know more about it than I do.
Don't worry about that, Mary. That happens in the best of families. Those looking in know more about what's going on. So they think, so those on the inside.
Something doesn't happen pretty soon for Max. I'm going to get right up out of this chair and take care of his case myself.
Nah, I wouldn't do that, Mary. You know what the doctor said. I know they'll let you know something soon.
Yes, Viola. I'm to be patient. You'd better go see what the babies are doing and have Burberry prepare a nice basket lunch and see if he can get it into the jail to Max.
Will you be all right if I go?
Oh, yes, I'll be all right. But come back when you're finished.
Okay.
I wonder who that could be. Well, oh, well, never mind. Whoever it is right at home. Come in.
Well, it is Sunflower. How are you?
Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad to see you. What news?
About a certain matter.
Oh, please don't tease me now, Daddy.
Yeah, you must be calm now.
But, Max, Daddy.
No, Max is all right. He's eating his 3 squares a day and beating everybody in the jail in Prenupper. Won $1 off the sheriff last night, and he's keeping at it on it.
But Max's trial, they told me this new prosecuting attorney. What's his name, Hinckley?
Oh, yes, that's the man.
Well, is he going to make an example out of Max like they say?
Oh, no. I suppose he does. He can't do anything more but give him justice.
Oh, but how justice is interpreted sometimes, Daddy.
I never thought of that. Oh, but Max knows what he's doing.
Well, Daddy, what about John Fowler's famous lawyer friend, Mr. Clinton? Did he and Max get together on the case?
Yes, after a while.
What do you mean?
Well, Max had to accept him first.
Max had to accept him?
Mm-hmm.
A famous lawyer like that?
You can't tell. Sometimes a country hit can do pretty good by himself. But this Kenton seems to be a good fella. He's got a trick or two up his noggin.
Oh, thank heavens, Max has a good attorney at last.
Well, I don't know. Max still thinks he ought to fight his own case.
Oh, but Daddy, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But why do they want to rush the trial through so fast? It isn't fair to Max. He can't get his evidence together in time.
Oh, some fool idea this young prosecutor, the governor, sent down. He wants to make a record or something, but why? I wouldn't worry much. You know, you can push things only so fast in this here town and county.
Daddy, do you understand what all of this rumor is about? That Max is not a fit citizen and shouldn't be in the bank and an important businessman here in Sandy?
I don't know, but I can guess pretty well. If you spit on a toadstool and it springs up into a big tree, you'll find John Davis under it.
You mean John Davis is doing that?
I see a sneaky hand in all of this. No, Mary, I only got a minute to stay. I just wanted to bring you word from Max. He's all right now. And I want you to know if you think Max ought to say he was crazy when he did that.
No. Right off, I'd say he ought to talk straightforwardly and tell the truth. I was confused, I'm sure, but I can't believe he is insane or was temporarily insane. Why?
I just wanted to know. I ain't decided myself yet which way you ought to plead. I wanted your opinion on that.
Let me think it over, Daddy.
Sure, Mary. It's not one of them snap judgment things. You seen Phyllis all day?
No, she hasn't been over, and I don't understand that. She said she was coming over this morning.
Well, maybe she's got something to do. I'll run along. You want to send something into Max? I can get it into the jail, you know.
Oh, Daddy, you darling. Stop by late this afternoon. Burberry will have a nice basket of food all ready for him.
There, Max, go for that. You bet I'll stop by. And you take care of yourself, and don't worry, honey.
Oh.
You just leave it all to your old Daddy Fred. Goodbye. I got lots to do here.
Goodbye, Daddy. Thanks for coming in.
Yes? Hello? Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, then it's all set for the trial to begin Thursday, Judge. I can't help it if it doesn't give the defense enough time. This case is an example, a record. It's important for me to get it through fast, and I'm counting on you, Judge. All right. But don't forget, I'm expecting to start this trial Thursday without fail. Well, I'll be ready, all right. Many thanks, and goodbye. Well, that's done. Where's my secretary? Miss Wayne. Somebody ought to take these calls. The prosecutor's office. Oh, the press. Well, how are you? Well, now, look here. I'll give you plenty of news. I'll give you copy that is copy. If you can't push me. Yes, the trouble is, this state is rampant with criminals. Ex-hoodlums like Max Tilley running loose and murdering people. I intend to clean out this nest of rats and the graft in this state, or know the reason why. You can quote me on that, boys. That's all. What's that? Am I confident of victory? Say, is a bear confident of swatting a fly? What's that about the bee? Well, don't worry. It's just one bear that can swat a bee and not be stung. Well, that's all I have to say now, boys. Oh, well, young lady, what can I do for you?
Why, I just came in. There wasn't anyone at the desk outside.
I don't know what's happened to my secretary, but that's all right. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
I'm Phyllis Stratford, Max Tilley's sister. I understand you're the famous prosecutor who's going to try his case.
Well, if you put it that way, I'm glad to meet you, Mrs. Stratford. It is Mrs., isn't it?
Yes. Mrs. Danny Stratford.
Well, Mrs. Stratford, I'm not going to be on your brother's side in this matter. You seem to be a very charming, a very nice young lady. But I'm sorry to say I can't say that to your brother. I'm going to have to send him to the electric chair, I'm afraid. And it will be good riddance to this community.
Oh, you can't mean that, Mr. Hinkle. I know Max has done many things not exactly legal, but anyone who knows him certainly wouldn't say that he was that bad.
Evidently, you and I don't talk to the same people. About everybody in this town I've talked to feels relieved that your brother is behind bars.
Oh, that isn't true. They've just been stirred up by malicious gossip and petty hatred. Why, some of the very people who are condemning him today will be the first to shake his hand if he is freed.
Well, that may be. But I'm not interested in that. I'm interested only in upholding the law. And that's my duty. I'm afraid I can't do much for you, Mrs. Stratford.
But you've got to listen to me. You mustn't be too hard on Max. He didn't know what he was doing. Max was out of his head. And you can't send a man to death when he's not in his right mind.
You mean, he might prove to have been out of his head when this killing happened?
Yes. Yes, that's quite possible.
That's very interesting, Mrs. Stratford. Very interesting. I'm glad to know that.
Then you will help him?
I'm afraid I can't give you any such promise today, Mrs. Stratford. But thank you for calling.
What did the smart young prosecutor Hinkler mean by that remark? I'm glad to know that. Did Phyllis unknowingly give away an important defense clue to the prosecution? Prosecutor Hinkler seemed to be quite interested in the possibility of Max's mental condition. And we can be pretty sure we'll hear more from him along that line before the trial is many days old. Be sure to listen to tomorrow's exciting episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.